What is holy? It is not empty, not deceitful, like the kiss that Judas gave to Christ. For the kiss is given to ignite love, to stir affection, to make us love each other as brothers love brothers, as children love parents, as parents love their children. Yes, even more than that. For the love of family is a natural instinct, but the love we speak of is gifted by spiritual grace. Our souls are bound to each other in this way. That's why we kiss each other when we meet after being apart, our souls eager for connection. Our lips are the bodily part that reveal our soul's intentions, but there's more we can say about this holy kiss. How? We are the temple of Christ. We kiss the threshold and entrance of this temple when we kiss each other. Don't you notice how many people kiss the entrance of the temple, some bowing down to do so, and others bringing their hand to their mouth? Through these entrances, Christ has come into us and continues to do so every time we partake in communion. Those of you who receive the sacraments understand what I'm saying. Our lips are greatly honored when they receive the Lord's body. This is primarily why we kiss each other here. Those who use vulgar language, utter insults, they should reconsider what they're degrading. Those who kiss indecently should pay heed. Remember the divine words spoken through your mouth and keep it clean. These words have spoken of the life after death, of eternal life, that dying is not the end, and of countless other profound mysteries. Someone who is about to be initiated approaches the priest's mouth as if it were an oracle, to hear awe-inspiring things. The seeker has lost his life since his ancestors' time and comes to find it again, to inquire how it might be recovered. God then reveals to him how it might be found, and that mouth becomes more sacred than the mercy seat itself. For the mercy seat never uttered a voice like this, speaking more of lesser things, of earthly wars and earthly peace. But this priest speaks all about heaven and life after death, and newest realities beyond our comprehension. And upon saying,